Little Bird, written by Miari, read by Raven. Summary. Wee Dick Grayson. It's his first night in Wayne Manor, and his new bedroom is big and scary.
Sleep well, Dick.
Thank you, sir, Dick said, as Mr. Wayne patted his head and pulled the covers up to his chin. There were so many blankets on his bed, far more than he was used to. The bed itself was huge, big enough for Dick to do flips on if he dared jump on the bed, which he wouldn't. His mom and dad might have encouraged it if they were here, but they weren't, and never would be. Dick bit down on his lip to quiet the whimper of pain. Mr. Wayne had turned off the lights, and now the big, big bedroom was a very different place than it had been before. He knew what everything was. Mr. Wayne had let him explore every inch of the room, even holding him up so that Dick could see the blankets and pillows on the shelf in the closet. The dresser looked more like a looming monster now that the lights were out. He knew that the humped shape on the other side of the huge bedroom was the desk and chair, but to Dick, it looked more like a lion. He pulled the covers up over his head, imagining his parents' trailer instead. Dick curled into a ball, willing himself to feel the sprung spots on his little bed, to hear the sounds of the elephants shuffling and snuffling outside, instead of the quiet ticking of the grandfather clock. Dick heard the voices and sounds of the circus. A hand ghosted over Dick's hair, making him sigh and uncurl a bit from his tight ball. The hand pat his hair again and again, soothing Dick with every gentle touch. His eyes drooped shut as sleep crept up on him with kitten feet.
"Sleep well, little bird," Bruce murmured once he heard the little snores coming from under the covers.
He stayed by Dick's side for a while longer, on guard against any nightmares that might plague the boy. The end. Thank you for listening.